Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning. Hi. Nice to see you. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
The name's George Costanza. I'm starting work here today. I was wondering if you could tell me where my office is.
I wasn't aware that... Mike!
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Okay, I want you to stop and picture the most annoying coworker you have or ever had. Okay, get a visual picture of him or her in your mind. Got it? Okay, good. Now, I want you to think about some of the things that that person did that annoyed you the most, that drove you to the edge, to the point where you thought about quitting your job because you couldn't stand coming in every morning at 9 o'clock and there he or she was, and you couldn't wait until 5 o'clock to get away from this person for just another night, and you had to see them again tomorrow. We do spend so much time with these people, things they do that really start to irritate us. If they're not the leader type, if they're not the inspirational type, if they're just a huge pain in the keister, yeah, you know who they are. So we've come up with a list of some of the most irritating quirks and habits your coworkers may have. Here we go. What about this person? The pen clicker or the foot tapper. Click, click, click. You hear it all day long from two cubicles over. Then from the cubicle next to you, it's tap, 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 tap. Throughout the day, you become so focused on clicking and tapping, you begin to notice the beat the clicking or tapping follows along. Eventually, it becomes an alternating click, tap, click, tap, click, tap. It turns into a tune. And wait a minute, is that Jingle Bells? Oh my goodness, it's Rock Around the Clock. You wonder to yourself, unable to concentrate on your work. Monster polled people and asked the question, at your current or most recent job, how often do noisy coworkers seriously disrupt your productivity? More than half of the respondents, 54%, said these sounds either always or very often disrupt them. Those who sing or hum are also distracting. Not only are their tunes repetitive and so annoying, they get stuck in your head. Smells can serve as distractions as well. If a coworker has, let's say, less than great hygiene, if he or she wears way too much cologne or perfume, these smells can become quite bothersome on a day-to-day basis. Next up, the coffee offender. The coffee at work is sacred. Almost everyone in the office needs that coffee to get through the workday. The coffee should be respected, and there has to be a coffee-making system, or the entire office will go into complete chaos. If you take the last cup of coffee, make some more. If you leave an empty pot sitting there on the burner, waiting for some other coworker to come along, don't do that to them. That's mean. If you have a Keurig machine, if you use the last cup, go get another box of K-Cups out of the closet. Coffee slurpers and messy coffee makers are also annoying. Those dried up brown spots all around the coffee station, those are left by the mess makers. They pour their cup, they make their cup, they leave a spill, unconcerned about the mess and the bacteria that accumulates. These same mess makers may also leave plates, cups, and clutter on their desk as well. Let's face it, they are just pigs. Next up, loud talkers, interrupters, and gossipers. So you're talking to your coworker in the cubicle one spot over. She's telling you some really important information about your team project, and right in the middle of one of her sentences, another coworker interjects and says, "Hey, did you guys hear Joe called out sick again today?" "Yes, you heard. And Joe's not on your team, so although you wish him well and hope he gets better, you're much more focused on the task at hand." Interrupters place themselves in the center of a pre-existing conversation, and most people find that behavior rude and quite annoying. Gossipers are similar to interrupters in that they draw attention away from the task at hand. They interject information they feel is relevant to the conversation when it usually isn't, but it's usually quite interesting. "Did you hear who's getting fired?" Who doesn't want to hear that? Anyway, these are annoying things that coworkers do. The next one, the know-it-all, the one-uppers. If Sally went to Mars, this coworker will say he went to Jupiter. If Jane's daughter earned the honor roll, this person's kid earned straight A's for 3 years in a row. We've all worked with a person like this. If we have success in our career, this person immediately shares a bigger, better success story. If something cool happens to us, they tell us about something cooler that happened to them. They're ready to one-up everyone in the office, no matter what. This type of coworker is rarely, if ever, willing to let someone else have the spotlight, even if only for a moment. The know-it-all is also annoying to be around. He will not accept constructive feedback. He may even ask for it, but then when it's provided to him, he disputes its validity. This coworker thinks his knowledge base is more valuable than the combined 100 years or so of experience the rest of the team may have. They tend to monopolize conversations, dismiss input from others, and make decisions without first considering all the facts. This, according to career coach and author Nancy Collamer. A my way or the highway attitude often leads to unhappy coworkers, disgruntled clients, and an unhappy work environment. Although this person is incredibly tough to deal with, keep in mind that his know-it-all attitude is often a sign of his insecurities. Be empathetic towards this person and choose your battles. Next up, the person who constantly talks about his kids or his pets. So every day when you arrive at work in the morning, your coworker stops you and tells you 10-minute stories about his kids. You know, yesterday when Johnny was at school, he took 3 tests and after that he went to soccer practice and he scored a goal. Let's be honest for a second. Most people don't really care all that much about the daily activities of other people's kids enough to have extended conversations about them. It's not because they're bad people, they're just involved in their own lives. Conversation along these lines might be nice for a moment or two, but if they are persisting with this well into the day, it may be time to have a discussion of a different nature, one that helps team members focus a bit less on themselves and more on the work they are there to do. This according to Aaron Groh, author and associate professor of organizational leadership at City University of Seattle. The next one, and again, these are annoying things or traits that your coworkers do or the personality traits they possess. The next is nicknamers and gesturers. Every time this coworker sees you, she calls you a name. Then only she calls you. At first, it was kind of intriguing, but after a while, it can get very, very annoying. This coworker has nicknames for everyone in the office. In extreme cases, her nicknames are based off of the most random situations. For instance, you spent an entire day looking for your lost hole puncher around the office. So every time this coworker sees you, she calls you the hole puncher. She could have called you the lost hole, I guess. The guy around the office who does the wink and point, the thumbs up guy, and the guy who takes that heart symbol you can make with your hands completely overboard can also be very annoying. These gestures become their response for almost everything, and after a while, you cannot tell if the person is saying hello, goodbye, or what the heck he's trying to say. The next one, the jargon king or the jargon queen. A BBC News report from last year found that jargon and management speak were among the most annoying office behaviors. Jargon kings and jargon queens may consistently use the industry lingo, and they relate everything to work, as a quintessential caricature of a football coach relates almost everything to football. Using management jargon can be alienating to other workers. The BBC survey found that several workers felt out of the loop or thrown off their game as a result of others' repeated use of jargon. The next, those who invade personal space and boundaries. This one is a big, big problem. Even though cubicles don't have doors, they do constitute personal space, so remember to be considerate. You also want to be thoughtful when you're collaborating around a single computer. This according to Monster. It's actually according to Good Sense. We all know this. Everyone has a personal bubble, and some coworkers invade that bubble on a regular basis. These individuals come in at about 3 or 4 inches away from your face, so you know one of them, when speaking to you. It may make you uncomfortable, but it may make you even more uncomfortable to tell them, look, back up a little bit, okay? There are also those touchy-feely types who place their hand on your shoulder or even your hand when holding a serious conversation with you. For some, it makes for a truly uncomfortable situation. Even the coworkers who are respectful of your personal space may still invade boundaries in other ways. These coworkers borrow items from your desk without asking, leave their papers in your printer, and generally treat the office as if it is their own personal bedroom. Those that get a little too close when asking the simplest and the most innocuous of questions is a huge concern and a huge annoyance of mine. I worked with someone at some point when I would run into that person in the bathroom. When you go into a men's room, there are 2 different fixtures you can use. One provides more privacy than the other. So I'm at the one that's providing less privacy and I'm taking care of business. as BTO once sang. Anyway, so the other person is in the more private stall, so to speak. So I'm done and walking over to the sink. The person comes out of the private stall and then slaps me on the back to give me a hearty hello. Well, what's the problem there? Something should have happened between the walk from the stall and before the slap on my back. What about washing the hands? See, that's a bad spot to have any kind of personal contact. You don't need to shake hands. You don't need to backslap. You don't need to come anywhere near me. Wash your hands and go. And we've talked about this before as well. After you wash your hands and you take the paper towel and you and hopefully you do have the paper towel and not that thing that just sucks air up off the floor and blows it out at you. But if you have good old clean paper towels, use them to open the door to go back to your office or when you're leaving the bathroom, because just check out how many people don't even bother to wash their hands when done. And if they're touching the doorknob, you're touching the doorknob. Hello, germs. Coming up next, babies. Having one is oh so expensive. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Bronco great was known for his mile-high salute and for gaining 6,400 yards his first 4 years in the league. He's one of six NFL players to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a single season.
Davis, first down and more. Touchdown!
So, where is Terrell Davis now? Injuries brought an early end to Terrell's career. Today, his focus is on his Salute the Kids Foundation. He also rolled out a signature barbecue sauce, which you can buy at TerrellDavis.net. But nothing beats Terrell's duet with Elmo on Sesame Street.
Sing a song.
A little pitchy, dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Micro Minute. Motorcycles don't care how many other motorcycles you have or how many other motorcycles you've ridden. And they don't wake you up at 4 in the morning to see if you still love them. Welcome to this edition of ABM's Why Motorcycles May Be Better Than Married Life on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 6 more reasons why motorcycles may trump married life. Motorcycles do not snore. Your motorcycle won't leave you for another biker. If your motorcycle goes flat, you can fix it. If you come home with greasy fingernails, it won't get jealous. You don't have to talk to your motorcycle after you ride it. Motorcycles don't whine unless something is really wrong. Motorcycles may beat married life.
American Biker Minute.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.